The following artist for this review needs no introduction, especially if you are a fan of his works and clicked onto this video based on the title. But the point of this review is, was it worth it? Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, and welcome to a 5-minute review of Neil Young's album Before and After. This is my third attempt at making this episode. With the previous episodes, I thought I'd wing it before, but I wasn't happy with the points that I missed afterwards. Also, it didn't help that I accidentally deleted the footage in the first time around. Regardless, here we are talking about Neil Young's latest album, released on the 8th of December last year, and this is technically his 45th album, including his stuff with Crazy Horse, and 5th album in the last 3 years. This is thanks in large part due to his album being from his archives and re-recordings from his past material over the years, from all the way back in his time with Crosby, Stills and Nash to his more recent efforts found with Bun. In fact, most of his 5 recent albums have been from his archives, and fans of Neil Young will know that he has a plethora of material that seems to be at no shortage. In fact, over the last couple of years and upcoming next couple of years, we have been getting box sets, being released of past material, as well as being recently blessed with some really interesting records such as Chrome Dreams that was released last year, which was a long-standing album that never saw the light of day until its various songs were released over several albums over the years. But now we have all of this on one fantastic record. Meanwhile, Before and After feels like it's a record that is taking the Chrome Dream approach, but doing it in reverse order. Certain songs over Neil Young's vast career, chosen at what feels like a whim and given a stripped down and solo acoustic vibe with a piano and harmonica approach. The songs chosen on this album aren't exactly big hits either. In fact, if you are a casual listener of Young, chances are you won't recognise any of these tunes. I mean, I'm no diehard Neil Young fan either, but I have listened to a lot of his music, and even I struggled to pick up a few of these obscure pieces, which can be found on a few obscure albums of his. Nonetheless, the songs themselves seem to be performed in a way that is intriguing, such as on songs like I'm the Ocean or Mother Earth, which were originally driven by that grimy guitar tone that is almost signature to Young. But in other instances, the remaining songs become somewhat vapid, like on Home Fires or Birds, which seems to be largely untouched from their original compositions, with the exception being a more modern take. For this, Before and After is a bit of a difficult record to review, because it's not meant to be a simple record, but at the same time it can be. There are multiple layers on here once you start to dwell into his past and understand the artist, but in the same breath, this is not exactly an exciting or thrilling record compared to many other acoustic or live renditions of his works that he has put out in the past in particular. This merely serves, at least in my mind, as a collection of odd songs performed in some more recent times. Songs that would not normally make a live set list, and for good reason. I guess this record lives up to its artwork in that it's as bland as the concrete that is pictured, but serves in parts as the formwork for what has become Neil Young's career. This record may serve to be an intriguing insight into some of the lesser known tracks of his career and presented in a different manner, but ultimately, I don't see too much replayability after one or two playthroughs, at least from my perspective. Overall, I will give this album a score of 4 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite songs being I'm the Ocean and A Dream That Can Last. I think that we can expect a few more similar albums like this being released in the future, especially given past trends such as the album Toast, and that was a re-recording of Are You Passionate? The fact that there seems to be no shortage of material that Neil has recorded in recent times, or for that matter, his entire career, I guess then we can anticipate that a few more records like this are going to be released this year, so we shall see what the future holds for this legend. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.